Yes, this is Radio Welcome, Sons of Men and of God or Gods. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. How are you doing? 21 minutes past 12. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce Onyemoa. The sun rises here. And of course, as you might have guessed, it would be another interesting day with conversations that we have before us. Remember, today, Wednesday, is worthy of note. That's exactly what we know it to be. It's a day that we hold to be worthy of note. And I think that what I'm about to share with you are things in the news. And it's worthy of note, all right? Yeah, and of course, our first hour, I'm going to be sharing with you a video that came out of Europe, yeah? It's of a Nigerian who's stranded, yeah? And on this show, we've also had the opportunity to talk about Nigerians overseas who have been stranded. But this time around, there's something peculiar about this one. It's only peculiar in the sense that when we compare it to our old stories, this is not necessarily something we have ever dealt with before. But I do believe that he is not the only Nigerian who is stranded under these circumstances. And it's really, really worth talking about. But maybe it's not necessarily as to the very fact that he is stranded. We want to talk about the cause for why he is stranded, or the reason that has brought about why he is out there stranded. There are a few deductions you can make from that audio eventually when I play it for you. There was one actual part I didn't see until someone drew my attention to it. So you want to brace up for that. It would be interesting, and this is not necessarily in any way targeted at any person or group of persons, is that we should talk about something that we could be overlooking, talk about, because I didn't even see it until someone said, oh, what about this angle? I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't see that. I think we should talk about it, and hopefully sensitivity and awareness would bring us to knowing what we should do, what we must do for better outcomes. Look, I like better outcomes, yeah? I love better outcomes. And because I want what's good by the end of the day, I think I understand that sacrifices are really what they are. Because of tomorrow, I can understand what has to be given today just so that tomorrow is something that I can get. And maybe I'm also betting on the highest opportunity as well, so that I don't mind stretching myself a little bit for that chance at a higher opportunity. Not ambition now. I'm not talking up ambition. No. At all. All right, so you'll piece it together eventually when we get the opportunity to talk about that. Just before we go off on a break, the situation out there in Kanu, Lagos, Nigeria, Kanu's got a problem. But then again, it's just not Kanu that has a problem. There's a problem in Nigeria. But this particular one, three persons have been confirmed dead following the outbreak of a strange disease suspected to be caused by food poisoning in the Kanu metropolis. Now, the outbreak occurred on Thursday last week, was said to have been caused by contamination of water and a local drink. Yeah. So, well, you know, it's a moving story. Hopefully this is resolved, but there's something out there in Kano, and we wish them the best and hope that this is resolved sooner than later. Off on a break. We'll be right back on the Sunny Side. More to come. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, yeah, on the Sunny Side. Welcome to radio. Okay, so I did tell you that there's an outbreak of this strange disease, and I think it's weird when I hear it being called strange. And I think, yeah, strange because it's yet to be thoroughly evaluated and given an actual identity. But I'm really hoping it's really what they're calling, what they suspect it to be, which is, say, a contamination of water. At least if you work on that and the disease disappears, then end of problem. If it's anything more than that, like a ghost killer, that's something. So I think our hopes for the best, and that our friends in Kanu, our brothers and sisters in Kanu, really get to deal with this. I mean, there are many things going on. A strange disease is not something you want to have to chase or deal with. Okay, and then also something in the news I saw yesterday. One of your options for banking has an extra coins placed on it. Yeah, one of your options. Remember, some of you already use your mobile banking, internet banking, the banking app. You already have that going on for you. Okay, well, so for those of you using the unstructured supplementary service data services, that's the USSD service or services, now you're going to have to pay a flat fee of 6 naira 98 kobo, basically 7 naira. All right. This is actually as a result of a debt owed mobile operators by banks. Mobile operators are being owed money by the Nigerian banks. So here is how the news reports it. The Central Bank of Nigeria has introduced new charges for customers using the unstructured supplementary service data services. The Apex Bank said effective yesterday, customers will pay a flat fee of about 66 naira, 98 kobo, which is about 7 naira, per transaction every time they use USSD services. It said the new charges were part of the agreement reached when banks and telecommunications operators met on Monday to discuss the 42 billion naira debt owed mobile operators by banks. So I think for me, I was really curious as to how did they accrue this level of debt. Then I really wanted to make a conversation out of it, but I thought I wanted to really understand the structure that pretty much is in place or was in place that led to this kind of debt. So until I have that information, this is just going to be pending. Then something I thought was probably maybe unfair, you decide. European Union has written a letter to the World Trade Organization to complain about the milk and dairy restriction policy of Nigeria. The Director General of World Trade Organization, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, disclosed this during her visit to the Central Bank of Nigeria on Tuesday in Abuja. CBN in July 2019 introduced or included milk and dairy products on its list of items not eligible for foreign exchange. Wow, this led to a restriction in the importation of milk into Nigeria, as the commodity was now grouped amongst agro products such as tomatoes, rice, and so on. Okonjo-Iweala told the CBN that the WTO, that's the organization that she now chairs, would look into the complaints presented to it by the EU, as she encouraged Nigeria to take advantage of global trade opportunities being a member of a member of the WTO. And I thought about it. First of all, I'm glad that a Nigerian now chairs the World Trade Organization first, so congratulations to her. But it's now a policy that restricts the importation of milk. I want to believe that the government has just enough foresight as to how that benefits the nation. But, you know, I think consumers might be observing that from a different perspective. You know, I wish we could get our milk production locally to a higher, well, not just a higher standard, but, you know, manufacture or produce milk on a larger scale where we can maybe serve the nation. But that's not what is happening right now. That's not even what's happening right now. So given that that's not in place, I don't know what I necessarily understand that policy to serve. But yeah, it's in good faith that we hold the government to the regard that they are able to manage the country well enough that they would make good policies to serve each and every Nigerian. But milk? Okay, let's see where this goes. It's a moving story, and hopefully as it unfolds, we'll bring to you necessary updates. All right, so now about that time for the gist of the day. So all of that was worthy of note, and I want you to know that our conversation worth noting kicks off just about now. It's a Nigerian who is in Europe. He got kicked out by his girlfriend. And I thought it was a difficult thing to be a Nigerian sometimes in Europe, particularly if you do not go there as a skilled worker. or say you even get the job here before you move over there. Sometimes it might be difficult for you to get a job, given that they have their own problems, and many times they're more inclined to give jobs to their own people before they consider other types of people. I remember when I was in Italy, I was speaking to I can't remember what he said his office was, and he says that for every job, Italians are considered first. And I think it even makes sense, really. As a nation, I don't think you'll be giving your jobs. I think Trump had a problem with that. I don't think you'll be giving your jobs to, you know, migrants or immigrants. I don't think that's your first consideration. You'll want to consider America first. Yeah? Okay. So here is this video that found its way to the internet. After you hear this video, I'll tell you the part that I didn't see. All right. You'd find it moving the way he tells that story, or say you might feel a little empathy for him given the circumstance that has led to his situation right now. So enjoy this. I doubt you would, but yeah, enjoy it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Here is something worth noting. Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. We got it.
This guy, we're here since the morning, said, when I've been seeing when they go up. Oh, boy. What's the day they do now? I see you here in the morning time, when they go up. Now they come back, you see there. What's happening? Talk. I don't get them. I go on your talk.
Bro, now my woman, I pursue me from here. Now my girl, I pursue me from house. Otherwise, she lives here.
What's happened? Now, why she pursue you from house? What's happened?
And I lost to you. I just came back yesterday. So, you know, I was the one who is preparing food for house. So I couldn't. I was tired. So I couldn't prepare food the way we're supposed to eat. So when she come back from work, I told her that I'm very tired and she can help me and buy it. She just got down to and threw all my bags and asked me to leave the house. When I was driving, why? What did I do? She called the police. So, you know, I don't know what I did that made the woman to be angry with me. She told me to put everything, all my properties outside. I'm sure that I smoked this food.
Over there, sorry, but wait, how come she come through you outside the house? What of your properties now? Where you keep your properties? Your float, your bags, them.
I put it under the staircase. I don't know whether the thing is still
there. The staircase in the house?
Yes.
And are you sure you go still meet those of your things? You don't throw them into the dustbin now.
I don't know.
Wait, you come down under the what you do inside this nylon? My food?
My food, where somebody fresh me. Fresh me this morning. I have not even brushed my teeth, nothing. All this white lid, and I have been suffering since I got the woman because of the paper issue.
Una don't marry legally?
We never marry legally.
Okay, the one on a day in process?
Just in process.
You know, you see the area where they know say this place, they see. They come like that here. I see in the morning when they go walk. Now they come back and you see the area. Oh boy. And the cold weather be this.
I tell you, I'm suffering here. It's because of paper. Because of paper, that's why you saw it. You see me that living with the woman. And I think there's no work here.
Okay? I wonder. Huh? See your person right dancing this morning. For how long you and this woman don't stay?
We don't stay about 5 months now.
5 months?
5 months, yes.
But tell me true, wait till you make the woman. You have no satisfaction for house, I've been on a marriage level. Wait till you happen now.
I will try my best now.
You try your best for the both sides.
I don't know.
I wonder. I pity for you. Make I go see what I go feed do for you. Make I go see what I go feed food for you, okay? If I go get something for see your person sleep since last night, maybe she not satisfy the woman. She just did wash the woman, wash it like say.
Okay. Well, the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, a Nigerian experience out there in Europe. And I was really sympathetic with the situation because I thought, first of all, the blanket he's covering himself with is very thin. It has this sheer thing. It's nearly chiffon of some sort. It's really light. And I'm thinking that in God knows how many degrees out there. I understand what he meant when he says, I'm really suffering here. But then I wondered whether I think many Nigerians really would like to take the opportunity to go out there. Taking a shot in the dark, I think that's really what it is. You're not a skilled laborer. You're not a semi-skilled laborer. You just believe that. And I think that's even okay faith to have. But maybe if the world didn't have as many people, yeah, probably. But given the fact that every day we have migrants who are taking death chances, life and death chances crossing the Mediterranean, you can understand how terrible it really is. And these are not even just Africans alone. These are other from other nations who are looking for greener pastures, who are escaping war. And they want something better, a better life for themselves. And so they take these high chances. Sometimes they know that they're going to die and they just feel, well, death than be here. Death then remain here. And I think a lot of Nigerians are equally as desperate for that. So sometimes you leave your country with just hope and nothing more. And then you go to a foreign country and this happens. And I remember someone said to me, some of these people who are overseas are not necessarily doing well, that it's a lie, or say the idea that everybody overseas is doing well is actually a lie that needs to be changed or challenged or even discussed so that people can understand that it's not everybody who's overseas that's doing well. Given the fact that you can't escape taxes, you have to pay for accommodation. In fact, someone even explained to me that being in Nigeria and being broke is better than being overseas and being broke. And he gave some analysis as to how you can run around and with 200 naira, you can eat something, you can stay in a friend's place, but they're overseas, except you really, really know people or you have family or relatives. It's really a difficult thing to not have something like an actual job and then depend on chance to provide you something to do that. It's really, really hard. And then while I was thinking about the chances Nigerians take to survive, I think first the chances Nigerians take to escape Nigeria, that, and then someone drew my attention to the fact that that's a Nigerian man who is submissive to a woman, but a woman overseas. And it didn't quite hit me because I didn't quite think about it. And then he said something like, well, yeah, if that was a Nigerian woman, the tale would be different. So here he is cooking and he's doing it willfully and happily. And then maybe one day he just thought to himself, look, I'm tired. I can't cook today, man. So when his girlfriend comes home and says there's no food, and then he says to her, well, I'm tired. You know, you cook. And then she gets mad and throws his things outside. So I really don't have a solid picture as to how that could have played out. But it would appear that maybe, you know, if you want something, I think you play down. I think you kind of play low if you want something. So the conversation went from there to sometimes is the same position women have found themselves where, quote unquote, because they want something, they play down. And then the one who has what they want, you know, just takes the show. And honestly, I think this is a conversation we should have. Here is a question. Do you think this very notion of submission, honestly, is really just subjective? Subjective in the sense that if a Nigerian, for example, found himself in a situation that required him to be submissive to a woman, then he would. Other than that, there's really no need for him to be submissive. He would only submit on conditions. So I want you to talk about that a little bit and the fact that, for example, some people who have found themselves in very dire situations will do something like, because I think we've heard some people say, look, as a Nigerian man, my place is not in the kitchen. But maybe they found themselves in situations that required them to be in the kitchen, it would be a responsibility that they would take with that pride. They would take that responsibility without pride. But I also want to talk about Nigerians who leave the shores of Nigeria without any objective specifically. I mean, there's hope, but there isn't any objective. And many times when we say objective, we mean that you already have a skill in hand. So if you're going there, you're going there with something. I mean, you're going there, and if it's a tailor shop, you can go in there. If it's a school you're going to school. If it's a, if you have a profession, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you can go there, try to afford your course, and then do something. But if you don't have those things that kind of, those things that stretch your opportunities a little bit further, why would you leave the country? Many people want to leave the country. And honestly, it's, they don't necessarily, they just have hope and nothing more. And the green up, the idea of the foreign country or a foreign land being green or having greener pastures, is that really a correct thing? I mean, we can understand that their lives better. And when you look at the people of that nation, you see that their standard of living is better. But should a Nigerian have hope and hope alone? Does that serve? Is that a worth, is that a worthy chance to take as we all nurse this ambition for greener pastures? Somebody has said to me before, look, everywhere is green. You're just not watering your own side of the grass. So it's not coming up. So yeah, that's really what you can say for Nigeria as a nation. But for Nigerians who are getting up and going there and have nothing else, they have nothing that they can bring to the table that can at least afford them a fair enough chance at, say, for example, the American dream. Would you advise that? Some of you have said, look, that's even better than being in Nigeria. Is that really true? Let's talk about that. Is that really true that, you know, you just go there, it's better, even if you're a cook there, if you're washing toilets or dead bodies, it's better there than here. Is that really true? I really want us to talk about that. And then talk about the fact that this man in the audio, unfortunately for him, it played out the way it did. But even more interestingly, he took up the kitchen responsibility without argument. And the only day he argued, he got thrown out. I mean, this world is so unfair. If there's any justice in this world, a brother should have a rest day. But do Nigerian men exercise more power over Nigerian women and have little to no power when it comes to a woman outside this country? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you and welcome. My name is Joyce. Let's talk.
A very good afternoon to you, Joy.
Welcome. What's your name?
Afternoon.
Okay. So you want to speak about this from the angle of the Nigerian man submitting to a woman or the fact that Nigerians are leaving this country but have hope alone?
I really want to talk about the issue of the submission.
Okay.
And boot, just briefly.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
If I can. To be sincere, Joy, you did not even talk about the other room.
Uh-huh.
He did not talk about pleasing her at the other room.
The guy said he tried his best.
I would rather be a slave in my house, just like the prodigal son.
But he was submitting to a white woman there. Nigerian men don't submit to the white
woman. But Joy, you know that in our clan, that's in Nigeria here, in Africa in general, the man always look at himself as the Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Bombastic, exactly.
Yes. So right now, you see, he has found himself in another place whereby he has to just submit in order to survive.
Someone said to me that his voice wasn't even loud, that you could tell that life has so suppressed him.
Really eaten deep of him. It has really crumbled him and bring him to this lowest level of life. But the truth is that he can still bounce back. But the thing is, to be sincere, you have rightly said, when you, anyone that is leaving this country, everyone hearing under my voice should be able to know that when you are leaving this country, you should be able to have a skill. Look at people like Okocha and the rest of our footballers who went there to play football in Europe then. They were not educated, Kairubowe from Ajegunle, but they had the skill, which was football. So I think even in carpentry, people should be able to have skills before you go to Europe. And I think this your program is very educating. And to be sincere, even ordinary Benin here, Benin Republic that I had, I have it on good authority that the way they collect all their tax towards the Francophone, to the French. And in Nigeria here, you can be see. In fact, there are even people in Lagos, like maybe half of people in Lagos don't even pay tax, to be sincere.
Wow.
So Nigeria is a very good place, but the thing is that we have not yet discovered our potential. And the truth is that government has not really helped. You see, like your radio station, what you are doing is educating Nigerians.
So hope is not enough for any man to leave his country and go to a foreign land.
To be sincere, any man that wants to make that decision should be able to know his onions, be able to know why I'm leaving and what you really want to go and achieve.
All right.
Some people, because in Nigeria today, maybe you've heard the story that, oh, this my neighbor is in Europe. Even some in Lagos here, there are people who are, do you know about the issue of drifting from urban in the rural area to the urban area, which is in Lagos. Mm-hmm. In fact, we don't have statistics, but Joy, it will blow your mind the number of people that are living places like all these Kaduna, Maiduguri,
who are underemployed.
Security. In fact, people are now drifting. There's a migration to places that are relatively peaceful.
So
our government has not even been sincere. To be sincere, there are so many things happening that we don't even, that a bulk of our agricultural produce is from the rural area.
Yeah.
And there's no even deliberate government policy to revamp agriculture.
Okay.
Well, but the thing is that let's just hope and pray for our brothers in Europe. I believe there are some who are eating their Nigerian food that have been hurt all over the world.
Okay.
Let us just be our brothers' keepers. But the thing is unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Dan. Hello. Good afternoon to you, Dan. This is Nigeria Info. Hello, can you hear us? Sir, I lost you. Please call back. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Josh.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Mr. Afra from Odoala.
Okay.
Just at least sometimes you call me and ask of me now. Now, wow. Don't start. Look, I tell you what I want to tell you, sharp.
Hurry.
You see, number one, I don't think I can leave this country, Nigeria, no matter the situation, for an unknown destination without any plan. I cannot do that. And all these are people flying outside there. It's just because of the dollar change. If Nigeria becomes to have the same naira and the dollar rate, the same quality, there is no gain going there. That is number one. Number two, that man should not betray the image of man or image of men.
What does that mean?
As they say it.
Yeah.
What I want to say there is this. He is not married, and the woman, he went for work, and he did not work. He was a boy. He did not work, and the woman came back. He did not do
what he was supposed to do.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
He did not do his responsibilities. Then this woman said, since you cannot do what you are supposed to be doing, there's no need staying there. Let him not say that his wife or his woman is not married to the woman. He's not contributing anything. The woman is the one sponsoring anything. The woman is the one who is a house help, cleaning the house, cooking, maybe.
You just called the man a house help.
A house help. He's a house help. He went there, and the only work he did in the house help, and unfortunately, it becomes to be in the woman's
but
house.
But this man you called house help, that's exactly what Nigerian women are subjected to. To sweep the house, clean it, to wash the clothes, to iron, to
are
go
you
to
in the
market.
House now? Wait. Joyce, don't worry. I will tell you something you don't know. Are you in the house now?
No.
You walk.
Uh-huh.
Go to school. I had the day you were sharing the way you wanted to force yourself to go abroad to school. You did it and you achieved your aim. And today, look at you now teaching us. We are learning from you. Is it not true?
Okay.
Joyce, do you know that billions of girls are in the house now? Some are painting their nails now. Waiting in the evening now. They will be calling, flashing. For who will call them and go and give them point and kill. Do you know that?
And noodles.
You know, no. So, tell me now that some okay. ladies now that are in the school now reading or some that are learning work now.
So,
after learning,
you agree to the condition the man has found himself. You think he deserves it.
The condition he found himself, he deserves it.
Okay.
Ooh. Why I said that he deserves it is that why should you go and work for that woman and you don't have the strength to work? You come back to Nigeria.
Let's have money, let's go.
Or for a better thing, or for some other people that want to go there, let them have something to, let them have a target.
All right.
Where they are going.
Okay.
Let them not just say that my woman, or so that it will influence other men. Because me, myself, I cannot fall into that kind of category.
Oh, yeah.
Are you here?
Thank you. Thank you, thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. The sunny side. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. You have about a minute and a half. Turn off your radio. We have a break in about a minute and a half. Hopefully you can be quick with that. Go ahead. Good afternoon. Welcome.
That's the type of man that in Nigeria, he will not give his wife money. He will come back at the end of the day to say, why did you make fish with titles, stew with titles? Why didn't you use Bokoto and this one and that one and beat the woman up? Now he has gone abroad to service a woman, to cook for a woman. If that white woman was to be a Nigerian woman, that type of man, you will hear him saying, I am a black man. I have integrity. I cannot do this or that.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The sunny side. We're talking. My name is Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have three more minutes, less than three, before we touch down 1 p.m. for the headlines. My name is Joyce and welcome to the show. So Nigerians who leave the country overseas and go overseas but have nothing but hope, I'd like for you to talk about that. Is that even better? Is that better than just being in Nigeria, dealing with everything happening in Nigeria today? And the fact that that audio showed that the mentality of a Nigerian man changes the moment he's with a white woman. The sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? All right, lost you. Make it back. The sunny side, we're happy to have you here. Hello, good afternoon to you. Nope. Sorry, I lost you. Sorry. Hello. The sunny side, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Minute. I'm calling from Facebook.
Okay, so
you can't compare it staying in Nigeria and traveling abroad.
So you think hope is enough?
Is enough? Yes, but
turn off your radio.
When you're skilled, I mean, it's an added advantage.
Yeah,
when you're skilled.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Turn off your radio. It's necessary, all right? The sunny side, good afternoon to you. You have about a minute to nail it on the head.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy. You have about a minute, all right? Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Quick one, Joyce. It's high time we attend to Frank now, please.
I didn't get that.
Joyce, for that man, my people is Ifonye Chokofo. You know this white, they don't take nonsense.
So are you suggesting that Nigerian women take nonsense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ifonko.
Okay.
They tell you this is what, and you agree to do it.
Oh, wow.
Even the other room that guy asks him, are you performing your duty? Here you get.
Yeah, is that his
charm? But this one, you agree to be the boy, like Mr. Frank said, right?
He didn't agree. It's condition that made the crayfish bend.
Nambi say you don't agree to be boy now.
So are you suggesting that when women do it, it's a somewhat boy position then? Because women do it. Nigerian women do it.
Look. Like I said, if only Chokofu, like here, they will not take it. Me, a old man, to cook for you. Now you go to your Ibo woman as you cook.
Wow.
You agree? Then one day you didn't cook, he throw you out of the house. You are complaining. You shouldn't complain, no. If only Chokofu, that is what he want. He gotten it. It's a big lesson to every one of them here who believe that the land is green over there, right?
Thank you very much.
I'm looking at a garden in my place. Everywhere is green here.
I am. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
For Mr. Frank, let's try and do something, please.
Ha. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The sunny side. So I want Nigerian women to hear. I want Nigerian women to call in and contribute. I would also love for Nigerian men to defend that situation. Then let's make sense of it. It would appear, the last caller is saying that Nigerian women take nonsense. Off on a break. We'll be right back on the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to this beautiful Wednesday's edition of radio. Worthy of note, we're observing the context in which something pretty much is before us. Well, something is before us, so now we're probing the context to make sense of what plays a number of roles. One, on the role on the mind, or say the ambition, of the Nigerian who intends to leave the country. At some point, I would replay that audio. It's necessary just so that you hear a man's position, a Nigerian's position, and see what he is going through in a foreign land. And I think it's a very difficult reality to come to terms with, you know? That's on one hand. On the other hand, if you have been Nigerian long enough, you would know that there is a certain imbued Nigerian mentality. It is what is expected of, say, women on one hand and the male on the other. Sometimes it's actually culturally propagated. Sometimes, all the time, it's culturally propagated through the generations and religiously reinforced. So, one thinks she is of a substandard, the other thinks he is the standard. And then life happens, and that very same standard is flipped on its head. So I would like for us to analyze it, maybe nearly compare between nations, mentalities, and what's up for the taking. My name is Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live streaming, and you can join us on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3 on Facebook, and of course on YouTube. Join the conversation. I'm going to have my assistant in the studio read some messages. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're ready, we're ready for you too. Go ahead.
Okay, Augustine Orijako says, a Nigerian living in Europe will put up with almost anything in order to achieve his aim, which I believe is to get citizenship. So don't read too much into it. As soon as he gets his citizenship, he will leave her. I know a lot of people currently in that situation.
So the problem with don't read a lot of meaning into it is another subject for discussion. What do you mean don't read a lot of meaning into it? So first, somebody is willing to do away with what he has been inculcated, willing to do away with the programming for one kind of woman, even if it's for a day, 1 week, 6 years, 12 years, to get whatever it is he wants. But on this end of the divide, on this end of the Atlantic, he's telling the other one that she's to submit. So make it make sense. You know, we're trying to really understand that. Hello.
Rogers Chris says, it has been like that for a long time. It's not easy surviving there, but I think what that man is saying is having skills is an added advantage.
Okay.
Another person, Jimmy from Okoafo, says, good afternoon, Joyce. I think that guy is skillful, but only in bed. This should give an insight to people who are planning to travel with no skill, but only a dice to gamble on bed skills. And on the aspect of cooking, I don't have an issue with a man cooking. Being submissive should be reciprocal, being in Nigeria or anywhere else.
Okay, so being submissive is a give and take situation, is it? Okay, I mean, what else is radio here for than to propagate the truth in your conscience? Hello.
Someone else says, Joyce, I think the same issue is happening within Nigeria here. Why do we have people trooping into Lagos than the rest of the country? And do you know that thousands of these people come to Lagos aiming to thrive while they have got no certification or vocation? It's the same with Nigerians traveling abroad with no solid aim. You know, Lagos is like abroad. It's like an abroad country within Nigeria.
Yeah, I think I understand, you know, what you're aiming for. It's just that the problem with the Lagos comparison is that even Lagos people too are looking for jobs. I think people will come here for greener pastures, true. But now we see, okay, I see the comparison now. But what about the mentality? What about the idea that this gentleman has been dealt another card in life and he is submissive? I want you to talk about that. I want to see the sense you make out of it. We want to hear the women as well. 01-465-7190. That's for women alone. And 0700-993-993-993. This is Nigeria Info. I'll hear a few of you, then play the audio right back again. Hello and good afternoon to you, telephone lines. Here we are with you. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
You have to speak closer to your mouthpiece so everybody can hear you clearly. Thank you.
I think this is just for my papa.
Okay.
For me, I'm just saying that submission is not good. It's just your will.
Sorry? Because submission is not.
It's not the problem. It's your will and your determination. For that man,
really?
In his own case, it's just for a selfish reason.
You think it's selfish for him to get papers?
Yes, it's selfish.
Is it?
When you know your standard as a man.
What is a standard as a man? Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. The standard of a man, if you can feed yourself, you can clothe yourself, you can take your decision, no matter the person that is ahead of you. Even though the person is to give you anything, you can tell him I can survive without you. That makes you a man or a woman.
That makes you a man or a woman, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
If you put it on a Nigerian perspective, if a man is to his wife, he's outside. He doesn't even have no value.
Sorry, bring it back. If a man throws his wife out,
He's outside. He doesn't even have no value.
If a man throws his wife outside, then the woman has no value.
Yes, because if you have value,
so the women who have been thrown out by their husbands is because of their lack of value.
Yes.
That is absolutely insane, a statement. It is absolutely backward. It is so shameful. I cannot believe it was said on my show. But then again, thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Hello, good afternoon.
Wow. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Mr. Sam, you're going to speak up and speak quickly, all right? Thank you very much. We'll appreciate it. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Now, according to the man, he say he has paper problem. What paper? Is it paper that qualifies him to be in UK or is it qualification? Now, the woman was magnanimous enough to accept her in.
Magnanimity.
Or accepting him.
Yeah.
Then the woman went out for work, and you are at home. You say you are tired. What made you tired of preparing food that when the woman come back, she has something to eat?
Okay.
So I think we have a set problem. And it's a lesson for us Nigerians who always open book of lamentation here, thinking that every other place is the best place to live. A stitch in time will set nine. If Lagos is not convenient for you, move to another state instead of moving to other country where you will be suffering like Europe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. I want Nigerian women to call because I also think it's necessary that they speak to the fact that the rules are different for them in a country like Nigeria and the rules for other women in other countries are different as well. I think I'd like to see how you manage that mentally as a Nigerian woman. And of course, I want to hear what the men say about this particular aspect of human reality. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Lekon from Beju.
Thank you. Speak up for us and go ahead. Go ahead real quick.
All right. Yeah. Well, my own perspective about this whole issue is on condition. He's serving that lady because he does not have something doing, doesn't have money. Same thing apply here in Nigeria. I know most men that are doing that, just like they don't want them to condemn them here in Nigeria. They do that, they serve their wife control them because they don't have anything. Everything boils down to financial power. You get
so
it?
Do you suppose that, for example, the men who have financial power over their wife control their wives? Or at least they expect their wives that by their financial position should be submissive. So the only reason for submission here is money.
Yes, that's affecting most Nigerians. I'm not talking of me. That is what is happening most. So check those men. When their wife is doing good or doing good, maybe in terms of business and financial power, they are okay. They don't rubbish the woman anyhow. They can't throw them out anyhow. They have this mutual understanding because the woman is doing something, they are doing something.
Ah.
But you see those, yes, but you see those ones that they have this fear, like that's why most men have fear, like if this woman wants to, is trying to empower herself, they say, no, don't work, stay as a housewife. Yes, because they want that power, that control. Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
More that, yes, that okay. is it.
Thank
so,
you.
So men too, yeah. Men, that's why the guy over there is serving. He has a plan. He just wants to get that passport or what do you want to get. Then he will move out.
You Somebody start. Suggested that the average Nigerian woman takes nonsense from the Nigerian man. What do you say about that?
This is nonsense. It's culture.
The culture is also nonsense too at this point, man.
Yes, because of what they are telling their daughter, you know, is wife, stay this. No, we need mutual respect. I like respect as a man. I respect my wife. You get it?
Okay.
Mutually, but not like you marrying a mumu wife. Go there, come there. No, I won't do that, and I will not accept that for my daughter.
Okay. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. No, down. Yeah. Hello, the sunny side. Welcome to radio.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you. Please speak up. We'd like to hear you. What's your name?
This is Bree from Kitu.
Thank you very much. So what do you say about the mentality that doesn't quite serve the Nigerian woman, but maybe just is a whole ball of wax when it's a different kind of woman?
I just want to say something about just that story. I think that serves the man right, because going outside without clothes, because most Nigerians believe that you go outside there to pick gold on the floor. And going there without skills, I think they've seen the results of going out without skills. And I would say that man, I think it's one of those things that he went out because I think he's a lazy man to start with.
You think he's a lazy man? He might not be lazy.
Man, inability to get something doing in Nigeria because they believe that, you know, because of the story they hear that when you go there, things are easy, so rosy, things are beautiful, and there and there. So just to have a shortcut for him to go down there.
I think he knows that if he goes overseas, for him to make it, he has to work. He pretty much just wants a country where the opportunities come easy. And that's a fair deal, given that why would you spend 40 years trying to just earn 5 million?
if that's what I believe is that most people want to just because they believe things are good. Things are okay.
Well, you can't blame them. We see America on television.
Like, you're not bringing anything. For example, your cousin will come and ask, oh, my brother lives abroad. My sister lives abroad. Once you come, they feel you should just come and, you know, bring a certain amount of money. They come to you and say, I need so amount of money. And you say there's no money. They look at you that, how can you say you don't have money when you're coming from abroad? They live abroad. There's gold. You can pick it. It's so easy there.
Okay.
But now, that man went there to go and have that kind of a thing. But when he got there, he found
didn't
that
work
he had
out
to
for
stay
him.
Somewhere to stay with a woman, and he is now forced to bend.
So
you know,
I want you to speak on the fact that the woman had the nerve to throw him out. She must be wicked, except you think otherwise.
Oh, sorry, I'm not hearing well. So what?
The woman threw him out on the day he didn't cook.
Yeah, because if we're in Nigeria, because they believe it's woman's work to cook. They believe it's a woman's work to cook.
Is it not a woman's work to cook? Is it not a woman's work to cook?
It is not, but anybody can cook. Men, there are chefs that are men and cook better than women.
Actually, all the chefs in the world, all the top chefs in the world are actually men.
They cook better than women. So it is not that it's written that somebody, you as a woman, should cook. So if you don't have a woman, you serve.
What does that say about the Nigerian women, the Nigerian woman who has been confined to the kitchen by the ideology that she's confined to the kitchen?
And that is what, you know, that is how I keep saying it. It still lies in the hand of the woman, because if a woman has trained his son as your daughter, as the way
why are you saying the woman trained her son? Where is the boy's father? Where is the father? You put everything on the woman. Where is the man?
Because, you know, women are home keepers. Women are homemakers now.
Who told you?
Even in our Bible, it said, teach the younger woman to be keepers of home. I'm a woman. Keep woman. But then, if anything goes wrong, that does not...
But who raises... So is it the woman who raises the child? Who raises the child? Who raises the child?
Mostly is the woman, but the man is liable, because if anything goes wrong in the family, go with first of all ask the man. Because supposed to be the overhead, just like the CEO of a company. That's supposed to oversee everything.
Uh-huh.
If anything goes wrong with the home, it is the
Yeah, so
I think
yeah, I think you
look
put it
Abraham,
better now.
They did not talk about Sarah. It was Abraham God talked about. And said, I know Abraham will teach his house.
Exactly. So that was what I wanted you to speak on. Because it seems as though...
The woman's supposed to be the... it's like the neck and the head.
Okay.
So somebody's going to turn the neck for the head to turn. But there's an overseer.
Okay. Okay.
Because of the way the woman has been configured, has been made... The woman is not carrying the womb, is not carrying the baby.
Did you say they've configured the woman as a maid?
I said the woman, the way the woman has been configured, she's the one that is to carry pregnancy, to carry the baby and what breastfeed the baby.
So by the structuring, so by that, is she a slave?
That,
is
more, that's what I'm trying to say, by that, the child came more with the woman, with
okay.
the mother.
Yeah.
Has more time. So at that time, there's supposed to be communication between the mother and the child. So the kind of upbringing, for example, my brother, their children, they birth their children, even a day old baby, the way they were trained. My mother trained, there's no boy, there's no girl. Everybody.
Okay.
So even when they got married, when the wife had tears and all those things, my brother will birth the baby, a day old baby, you know, there's nothing the woman can do that boy cannot do.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So that's what I said, because the child stays more with the woman. I mean, yes, the child stays more with the woman. The woman's supposed to have known, so have trained whether you're a boy or a girl.
Okay.
There's nothing. So if you not believe that it's the woman that's supposed to do it, there was a show I was telling an 8-year-old child telling somebody about you and the man. What kind of thing is that? You're not supposed to be sweeping. Why should a man not sweep?
Okay.
Why should a man not sweep? So all this mentality of the woman is the one that's supposed to do this. Now he has gone to see the reality of life now. The woman is like, now doing the, somebody say one boy. Yes, he don't do one boy now for the woman. He has seen what it is.
Okay.
So I believe that every man should be skilled. Everyone should be skilled. Yes, a man or a woman should be skilled.
Okay.
And you will not say because you're a woman, you will not be skilled. I keep telling women, I say, what if you don't have an husband? Will you not survive? Will you not train your children? Will you not do this? Be waiting for the man to give you money for matches, money for pants, money for something, and be waiting for the man. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your hands? So a woman, whether you're a woman or a man, everybody should be empowered.
Thank you.
To be able to face the reality of life.
All right, the reality of life. The reality. No. Yeah, I want to hear another lady. Yeah, can we hear another lady? Hello, this on Eastside. Turn off your radio.
Afternoon.
Hello, lady. We're happy to have you here. What's your name? Go ahead real quick. Lagos is calling.
Yeah, my name is Benedita.
Okay.
Sandra, that's video.
My name is Joyce. Sorry, please stop, honey, please.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah. Joyce, so sorry. Joyce, the video, I'm telling you, I was so, so happy when I saw that video.
Why?
That man deserved it.
Why? Well, yeah.
You know what, Nigerian men... See, Sandra, let me tell you.
My name is Joyce.
Oh, why am I confusing myself? So sorry, Joyce.
Okay.
More than 80% of Nigerian men, they believe a woman's place is in the kitchen.
Yeah, but that white lady, wash the plates, mop the floor. So this guy is in Europe.
No. Anybody can be in the kitchen.
Oh.
A man can be in the kitchen to cook. A woman can be in the kitchen to cook.
But they say the woman's place is in the kitchen. They say, according to African folklore, a woman's place is in the kitchen.
That was in those days, Sandra, when women did nothing.
If you call me Sandra one more time, I can guarantee you, I can punch you from here.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You know that video? I'm so overwhelmed by that video. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
It's okay.
You know, those days, back in those days, women don't do anything apart from probably just small jobs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But their major role was to take care of the children and the household.
Yeah.
But now, we have women that are doctors, that are lawyers. You go to work with me in the morning by 5. We both leave home by 5 a.m. And we come home at 8 a.m. And you expect only me to be in the kitchen making dinner for you.
Because your place is in the kitchen, according to culture.
No, it is not.
Ah.
And I keep telling women, it's simple. Before you get married, I always say, see, don't believe those people that say you shouldn't have your want list. Know what you want in a man. Every man, it's not every man that every woman deserves.
So if a man wanted to be married to you, if he said, you know, I love you, girl, and I want to be married to you, but your place is in the kitchen, what you going to do with a man like that?
I won't marry you.
Ah.
I'm married. Before I got married, I think during my single days, I remember I dated two guys.
Oh,
if you go to visit them, they will tell you, oh, I want to eat lunch. Okay, order. let's go and cook. No, you go to the market, go and cook. It didn't even last up to 2 months. I just broke up with you because I know that it's not going to work between me and you.
Okay.
Then I met this guy. He's not from my side. He's a Yoruba guy. But I understood him why. Because he wants to eat. Let's go to the kitchen. Let's go to the market. Let's go and buy things for okra soup. We're in the kitchen. We prepare it together. And I made him understand right from that one year of courtship that I am not the girl that every day I'm in the kitchen, no. Okay. I don't know how to do that. It won't work if that's what you want. But if this is what you feel okay with my lifestyle, the way I am, then believe me, it will work between us.
So.
And up to today, it's still working. But it's just that when the in-laws are around or the brothers and sisters are around, I notice they try to change a bit. But me, I'm a good wife. No problem. I will adjust. After all, you're not going to live with me forever.
Oh, but so you put up a show for in-laws.
Yes, of course. But when I saw that video, I tag everybody. I tag the in-law, my sister, my brother, everybody. All of you that think that you go to Igbo land, you cook for the woman, you do everything for the woman. But because you're in Nigeria, you think the woman should wash your clothes, wash your boxers, wash those your thick jeans. Okay. What happened to dry cleaners?
Why should he call dry cleaner if you're there? What's your use?
My use?
Yeah, what well, use are you? You wash it.
I'm a chartered accountant.
Don't throw it in
I'm
my face.
Wife.
Really?
I'm your wife. I'm not your house girl.
Ah.
I'm there to support you, not to wash your jeans. If I feel like washing it, I'll wash it. But if I
you know when I'm playing, yeah? Do you say you wash jeans with your hands? You wash jeans with your hands?
Neighbors. I saw my neighbors. My neighbor, I have a neighbor that
washing
does
her husband's jeans with her hands.
With her hands.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. We're off on a break. You guys do the most.